Hartman is also a institutional builder. And Hartman was originally a rabbi who left, an Orthodox rabbi who left Canada, where he had a very successful pulpit, to make Aliyah, to go to live in Israel. And there he created the Hartman Institute, which was an attempt to bring together various kinds of Jews who usually don't speak with each other, the secular and the Orthodox and the liberal, and also to bring together Jews and Arabs and Christians and Jews and all kinds of communities. This institution, the Hartman Institute, is clearly an important institution for the cultural viability and for the notion of tolerance within the Israeli state. Hartman has also reflected on, is a student of Soloveitchik and the modern Orthodox tradition and of Maimonides, as we said, and has left us a considerable degree of thinking about Orthodox Jewish faith, both in the context of diaspora on the one hand, and also Israeli Jewish society on the other. We should add also, parenthetically, that until recently, most of the theological thinking we have described in this course was either European-based, as we saw, particularly in the case of Germany, producing the 19th century thinkers that we talked about, and the students of Hermann Cohn, Buber, Beck, and so on. But later on, of course, within an American context, Jewish theology emerged as well. What about theological reflections in Israel itself? And here I must say, I'm hard-pressed to come up with a long list of names of people who have thought about Judaism in the same way that we have described thinkers in this course. There are several, and I don't want to single out any of them, but I want to suggest that this does not mean that Israeli Jews have not thought about the nature of their Judaism. As you know, Jewish culture is very polarized in Israel in terms of a very strong Orthodox group of people on the one hand and a large secular group on the other. But within those very polar positions are shadings, although they are not ideologically as identifiable as they are within an American context, they are nevertheless, they are there. One might look for spiritual yearnings among secular Jews, not so much in theological writing, but in literary writing. The novel and the poetry has become, particularly in the Hebrew language, a vehicle for expressing spiritual, theological, existential thoughts. And therefore, it is not that Israel is barren of a culture and a self-reflection. It is there, but one has to look into the area more of literature than the area of this kind of systematic theology that we have been looking for. Clearly, another issue which has come up in recent thinking has to do with the issue of the unity of the Jewish people. Jews are so disunited. There are so many sectarian Judaisms. There are so many ideologies. There is a split between Israeli Jews and American Jews, for example. There are splits within the Orthodox right and the liberal left. How does one speak about a Jewish community? How does one speak about a unitary Jewish faith? Others have reflected on the meaning of Jewish spirituality in a so-called postmodernist age. I won't attempt in our remaining minutes to try to define the nature of postmodernism. That could be a course in itself. But clearly, we have entered a world for Jews, which is postmodern means, to start with, post-Holocaust, and a new condition of Jewish existence after the Holocaust. But it also means Judaism in the light of statehood, Judaism in the light of the Arab-Israeli conflict. What does this mean in terms of a definition of what Jews must believe in, what they must aspire to, what are their basic fundamental existential concerns? And therefore, unity and diversity has clearly been an issue. Jewish spirituality in the so-called postmodernist age is a second issue. Or the issue of what is Zionism in the present age? Can we speak about a post-Zionist age, as some thinkers have argued, that essentially now we must even rethink the nature, particularly for Israeli Jews, of what Zionism means? Or is Zionism still a word which captures the sense of what it means to be a Jew, even in the 21st century? Or Jewish reflections, of course, we've mentioned feminism and other social issues like ecology. Clearly, Jews are also caught up in the same issues that affect all humankind. They are much larger issues to contend with.